This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. When Obama was president, I warned that Obama was spending us into oblivion. Obama doubled our national debt in just 8 years to, well, from roughly about $8 or $9 trillion to over $16 trillion. I don't remember the exact number that he doubled it to, but it's roughly in that range. Now, since then, as Trump has taken over, he's been president now for a couple of years, and he has continued to spend us into oblivion, with the national debt now exceeding $21 trillion. At least that's what I've seen in media reports. That's probably very close. So in less than 3 years, I mean, Trump is outspending Obama, and Obama was outspending every other president combined in the history of the country. I mean, Obama outspent Reagan like 10 to 1, and Reagan was a big spender. But Trump is outspending Obama. And we have to be honest about this, even those of us who voted for Trump, and we support the fact that Trump is trying to disassemble the deep state, take down the swamp, you know, trying to fight the establishment in some ways. But he certainly isn't fighting the establishment on spending, is he? Because it's just all out, just money everywhere. And this is going to lead us to a financial apocalypse. There's no question that that's where this is headed. Because if Trump can't stop the big spending, then who can? We know Democrats won't and don't even want to. Democrats exist on big spending. And you would think that if a Republican got in, especially someone like Trump, who's an outsider, an anti-establishment kind of guy, that he could say, hey, let's stop all this insane spending. Let's control our budget. Maybe try to pay it down. But when the rubber meets the road, the answer is nope. No one is willing to spend less. And the reason why, by the way, isn't really Trump's fault. At least I don't consider it to be Trump's fault directly. The reason why is because the American people demand debt spending. Because the American people want to experience all the benefits of living off of other people's money. They want the present-day benefits of future money. And so they, of course, do not want any kind of spending discipline, because that would exclude experiencing future money's benefits today. So they demand that every representative continue to spend like crazy, whether it's a president or a senator or a member of Congress or what have you. Everybody is required to spend like mad. And that's the reality of what we're facing. That's the reality of the situation under which we are all suffering. And it means that there's no return. The American government, the United States government, will implode at some point, and the dollar will implode. The central bank will fail. And what that means is that all the money that you have in savings, all the money in your checking account, everything that you have that's denominated in dollars will become worthless overnight. That will happen. We just don't know the date. Because the U.S. dollar is a fiat currency. Richard Nixon took it off the gold standard. He said it was temporary, but of course we know that it was permanent. Because if you have the dollar on the gold standard, it inhibits the ability of the government to create new money and pay off all their supporters and, you know, pay off the insiders. The ability to create money out of nothing is the secret to controlling an authoritarian big government regime. And the more money you can create, the more control you can exert, because you get to control where that money goes. Having no money or no excess money is a position of no power. But having lots of extra money, you can spread it around among your friends and supporters. You can funnel the right business contracts to the right people who supported your campaign, and so on and so forth. And I'm talking about all politicians. This is how they all operate, all of them. Probably with Trump being the biggest exception to that, because he's got his own money. He doesn't need you know, lobbyist money and corporate donations and all that, but he's still spending us into oblivion, isn't he? Got to be honest about it. So we don't know the date, but when that date comes, the American people will be wiped out. The American economy will go the way of Venezuela, at least for some short period of time. There will be a crisis like you have never seen, never lived through, but the people of Venezuela have. They're living through it right now. That will come to America. It is written in stone, mark my words. It is inevitable. It cannot be reversed. There is no will to reverse it. There's no politician that wants to run on fiscal discipline. Can you imagine? Hi, I'm Bob. I'm running for office. I'd like to take away all your free entitlements to balance the budget. Yeah, you think Bob's going to get elected? Not a chance. Who's going to get elected? It's going to be Ocasio-Cortez type of people. Here, free money, free housing, free food, free education. You know, everything's free. Because they can create the money and control the money, and that gives them power over you. Now, personally, I think the central bank model of our world has just about reached its end. And I'm convinced that the collapse of the US dollar fiat currency will spell the end of the central bank model. The central bank model, as you know, you should read The Creature from Jekyll Island. Study your history if you don't know it already. It's about having a private globalist corporation own the money supply, and then to give that corporation, i.e. the Federal Reserve, the power to create debt and then sell that debt to the U.S. Treasury so that the Treasury owes the Federal Reserve more money than it can ever possibly repay, because the Treasury can't create money itself. So it can never pay back the interest on the debt, which means that the United States government is in perpetual subservience to the central banks. The debt can never be paid off by design. That's part of the scam. That's how the system is set up. So the central banks have this incredible power over everybody and everything and every economy. But it's a centralized control. And the downside of that control is that when the dollar fails, it will touch the lives of everyone. Everyone who deals in dollars will be financially devastated. And that probably includes you, and to some extent myself. And I'll give you some strategies here of how to insulate yourself against that, because that day is coming. There are things that you can do. But mark my words, this day is coming. It's going to devastate people. It's going to cause people to lose faith in the entire Federal Reserve model. And it's going to raise a lot of questions about, hey, why did we turn over the power of our money to this evil private corporation that just inflated everything and debased our money supply and essentially stole from us year after year and ultimately collapsed the whole system because of debt spending and monetary debasement and other countries, by the way, ditching the dollar as the global reserve currency, which is really what propped up the dollar all these years since, I guess, the 1970s. But a day is coming when people question that. And that will be the day that people look seriously at alternative systems of money. Now, immediately, you will start to think about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is decentralized. You know, Bitcoin isn't run by the central bank. There are many other cryptocurrencies. Of course, there's Libra coin from Facebook, which is Mark of the Beast, basically, Mark Zuckerberg of the Beast. Libra coin should be avoided at all costs. It's controlled by the globalists. Its only purpose is to track you and surveil you and control you. So don't ever use Libra coin. I would recommend any other currency over Libra coin. Libra coin is not something that you want to use. But even though I've said some critical things about Bitcoin, especially when it goes into its bubble phases, I think it's overpriced. But I like the idea of a decentralization of currency. I like the idea of people running their own money without having a central bank involved. And cryptocurrency presents one possible way to achieve that, even though it has its own problems and its own weaknesses. And as I've pointed out before, the value of cryptocurrency in a grid down scenario is exactly zero, because without electricity, there is no cryptocurrency. So personally, I'm more of a hard money person. even though crypto has certain advantages, it moves at the speed of light, it's very portable, and it can be made almost anonymous, and maybe really anonymous if you use Zcash and things like that. But it can disappear. So I like physical gold and silver. And because of this, I like the idea of a cryptocurrency that's backed by physical gold and silver. Now, there you have, I think, a winning idea. If there can be an institution that can roll out a crypto where the supply of that crypto money is limited by physical holdings of gold and silver, that's something that's real, where you could turn in your crypto at any time in exchange for physical gold or silver. That would be something that I would get behind. If it could be trusted, if it could be proven that this is working, this is, you know, this is something that's legit, this is something that you can trust, it's insured, you know, it's bonded, the institution behind it is, you know, trustworthy, and so on. To me, that would be a really amazing solution. So I would like to see that. Until that day comes, here are a couple of things that you can do to insulate yourself from the coming financial collapse that is inevitable, by the way. And we don't know if it's going to happen next month or a decade away. Maybe it's 20 years away. Maybe it happens right after the Civil War begins after the 2020 election. You know, who knows? Nobody knows exactly when it's going to happen, but some things that you can do. Number one, you can convert your soon-to-be worthless dollars into real physical things that hold value. So what are real physical things that hold value? Well, obviously, like I said, gold and silver. So there's hard currency. That holds value. There's also land. Land holds value. And if you have land and you can protect it and it's in a good area, that can really work for you. Another thing is, you know, knowledge and education and how-to information. You can invest in yourself. You can learn a trade. You can learn a skill. And that trade or skill is never going to be taken from you because they can't erase your mind. They can't erase your brain, thankfully. I mean, they can brainwash you with CNN and things like that, but you can resist that too. So there are many things that you can do that can protect yourself against the collapse that's coming. And I just want you to think about these things, and there are many others. I talk about this at other websites, I mean, other podcasts and so on. And you can take advantage of these things, and you can really protect yourself. I just want you to think ahead, plan ahead, know that this is coming. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time. We just don't know exactly the time scale for it. So stay informed, stay safe. I've got an interesting website called risk.news that just covers financial risk and other similar topics, even crypto risk and things like that. It's a good read. Doesn't have a lot of articles, but it's still an interesting read, and it can help you think through some of these problems. Until then, keep reading newstarget.com and check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative video website, alternative to YouTube. And thank you for listening and sharing. Be safe and take care. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.